From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Europe, there's talk of replacing what was once known as the Iron Curtain with a greenbelt. For decades, Eastern and Western Europe were divided by tanks, barbed wire, and the Berlin Wall. Those barricades have been gone for some 15 years, and now environmentalists want to create a contiguous, protected natural area running the entire length of the former divide. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
There was a time when this was the sound of Hungary's western border. Anyone trying to escape the Iron Curtain here would have set off alarms and brought out armed guards. The sound of the border is much different today. Fat gray cattle brought from Asia by Hungarian tribes hauling themselves out of a waterhole, or the buzz of bugs on a hot summer day in a field in central Germany. The idea for a trail of green from Finland to Greece began in Germany. Before the Iron Curtain fell, biologist Liana Gaidatsis used to go look for wildlife along the border that split her country in two.
From the western part of Germany, there was a possibility to look in this border line because you could get very close. And we looked with binoculars and everything, and we saw very rare species, birds or maybe otters or something like that. And the project started right exactly with the Iron Curtain was cut down.
Because human access had been strictly limited for thousands of acres along the border in the east, birds and animals had found a refuge from human development, and environmentalists want to preserve that. Today in Germany, a majority of the old border line has some degree of protection. Tomasz Margescu of the World Conservation Union says the next step is to connect parks and preserves already in place.
Already along the Green Belt, you have a lot of protected areas on both sides of the borders. And these protected areas are almost like pearls along a string. We need to connect these.
One such pearl, he says, is the international park that straddles the Hungarian-Austrian border. The park surrounds a broad, shallow lake called Lake Ferto on the Hungarian side, the Neusiedler See in Austria. It's slightly salty and full of reeds and marks a beginning of the transition from the Alps to the Asian steppe. Of the 500 bird species in Europe, over half have been spotted here. High in an old guard tower, park employee Attila Fersch points out the sites.
The village is still in Hungary and the forest is in Austria. The Iron Curtain used to be over there, about 2.5 kilometers. You have to imagine that during the period it wasn't wetlands.
The park has restored some of the wetlands drained during the 19th and 20th centuries. They're now full of birds.
The black-winged stilt over there. This is a rare Mediterranean shorebird with very long red legs, with black wings and white necks and head.
Access to the lake was tightly controlled when the Iron Curtain was in place. The park, created in 1991, imposes its own restrictions, both on tourists and on people who make a living from the lake. Austrian farmer Paul Mexner slaps a plump sow in his barn in Hungary. When the Iron Curtain fell, he bought up land here his family had lost after World War II, including the strip where the barbed wire and alarms once ran. Mexner says he's heard something of the Green Belt idea, but wouldn't sell his land for it.
And gondolni ez a pamien ökológiai dolog ez kell a pázi.
I think for ecological protection you need a reason, and local people have to accept it. Otherwise, city people can say what they think farmers should do, but it won't mean anything.
In addition to the familiar land use issues of public versus private interests, the European Green Belt project faces an international political challenge. 18 nations touch the proposed ecological line. Where Hungary and Croatia meet, the Drava River loops lazily back and forth across the border. David Reeder of the World Wildlife Fund stands on the Croatian side and looks across.
See, on the other side of the river is the Hungarian National Park, and that's all protected. And here on this side of the river, we've got just the same kind of nature, the same kind of ecosystems, and sometimes different, but, you know, very similar, and they're not protected at all.
Indeed, Croatia has been digging gravel from the riverbed to build a highway. Hungarian officials say this has deepened the channel and lowered the water table, which threatens to dry out Hungarian forests. They say a dam Croatia wants to build for electricity would be even worse. Croat activist Helena Hacimovic says Hungarian protections already help Croatia's environment. A pan-European greenbelt project, she says, would put more pressure on her government.
Croatia longs to belong to Europe. This is also a way to connect to these European trends. If one country has a national park on one side of the river, it is so easy to understand that the area on the other side of the river is almost as valuable to protect as the other one.
Hungary and Croatia are working on one cross-border park together. But there's a problem, says Tibor Parag, an ecologist with the Hungarian park. A chunk of Serbia is in the middle. He points out a spot on the map where the three countries meet and winds his finger along one of the river's ancient paths.
This is the border between Serbia and Croatia. And the border is not a stable border now. For example, this part, the Serbians said that this is a Serbian place, and the Croatians said this is a Croatian place, and there's opposition between the two countries.
He says part of the area he'd like to see become a park still has landmines on it. Supporters of the Greenbelt say it would unite countries behind a project that would bring mutual environmental benefits. The most important one, says Hungarian biologist Laszlo Karpati, is when small groups of a species are connected, they have a wider range of mates and a good chance to strengthen their gene pool.
The Greenbelt would basically be a cradle where breeding would be easier. Animals, flowers, and plants don't know when they're in protected zones and when they're not. But this area would be here when they need it.
What advocates really want is not just a narrow length of preserved land in Europe, but a series of broad natural shelters up and down the continent. But it's the image of nature taking over Europe's former death strip that they believe will sell. Their hope is to inspire even a fraction of the enthusiasm the 1989 revolutions did, which brought down the Iron Curtain the Greenbelt would replace. Emily Harris, NPR News.